Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. A third-generation entrepreneur, Mr. Ryan Weissmuller, founded Fintrepid Solutions in 2016 to support entrepreneurial businesses to navigate new challenges as they evolve over time. He joins the program to discuss how businesses can go beyond survival and actually thrive during times of significant disruption. Mr. Weissmuller, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So, Mr. Weissmuller, tell us what led you to start Fintrepid Solutions over 4 years ago.
For me, Eric, it was the perfect intersection of passion, purpose, and skill. I had had that entrepreneurial spirit gnawing at me for a long time and certainly spent a career working in, on, and around many of these entrepreneurial businesses. So I'd been there. I'd been in that first-time acquisition. I had seen that new expansion, the unexpected cash crunch because of events or changes in margins that had to be dealt with. And seeing firsthand how that could impact businesses, how that could impact their value, long-term success. So I saw the opportunity to leverage everything that I had learned and to use that to support the broader entrepreneurial community and become an entrepreneur myself. And I've been very, very fortunate to have a team that's developed and grown alongside me that shares that same passion for the entrepreneur. So for me, it's really just a blessing to get up every day and to see all the amazing things that these different entrepreneurs are doing. Does that ever put energy in the tanks?
Yeah, I bet it does, and understandable at that. Now, so many companies are in uncharted territory today, and the landscape is changing so rapidly. What is a CEO or a leadership team to do under the circumstances?
Sure, it's challenging right now, and I think that's everyone's in good company in that regard, and everyone is facing new challenges on a very routine basis. The first thing, and I have this conversation with a lot of our clients very early on, is really stop looking at the headlines. And it's so easy to get distracted. There is so much information overload, and even information being thrown at us on really minute by minute. But looking at their individual businesses and peering through that noise, what is really going on that affects my business, for example? Because even though the macroeconomic picture may be bleak, even though industries, you know, the overall industry outlook could be troubled, there are companies that are succeeding within that economy, succeeding within that industry. So just because the headlines are doom and gloom, that doesn't mean it necessarily is for the business. I think the second thing, and this is one that's often overlooked, is who is around you, Mr. Business Owner, Mrs. Business Owner, that you can better leverage. Your team, and that's the internal team, the management team, they have their ears to the ground. They may, you know, really challenging them, what creative ideas do they have? They know your business very well. The second piece is partners around the business, banks, CPAs, outside counsel, any other strategic partners that are supporting that business, they're touching a lot of different companies too, and certainly have some great insights that they can likely share with you. Leverage that. Take advantage of it. From what we've seen, they're more than happy to help when called upon. And then the last category in that group is peers. Many CEOs and leaders are in peer groups as we speak, but certainly a lot of them have friends, colleagues that have their own businesses or are leaders of their own. What can you, by putting your heads together, what can you glean and really leveraging the village, if you will, to become stronger? And then the last one that I would say, Eric, is and this is key and it's counterintuitive, what opportunities are out there right now? Disruption, it's painful, it hurts. You know, we've been right alongside many of our clients who got hit, you know, very, very hard early on in this. But disruption creates tremendous opportunities. And this is an opportunity to not just survive, but position yourself to thrive and push a little bit of that reset button in spots to come out of it stronger. We have a client that we're working with right now that I'll use as a great example. They're taking market share through this whole pandemic and economic disruption. They're taking market share away from a competitor that's 30 times their size. And we've all worked together in figuring out kind of a pricing and a product strategy that we could make work, but they're just serving the heck out of the market. They're being a resource, and you know, some of their competitors are quite frankly just hunkering down and not providing that service, and they're winning. So it's possible. We've seen it, and no reason why any business can't do it right now.
Yeah, I certainly like your positive approach on that. Really do. Now, you've worked with almost 90 companies since founding the firm over 4 years ago. What common themes have you seen so far?
Sure. We've been very fortunate and certainly seen a wealth of very successful businesses. But one of the common themes is things break over time. And it could be systems, it could be people, it could be operational challenges, financial issues. And businesses, as they mature, no different than people. And around our firm, we use a lot of medical analogies because it really fits with what we do at times. And no different than us as people. As we mature, we face different things. We encounter different things, challenges we may have never encountered before. And sometimes, I know I'm sure it happens to you too, Eric, I get up in the morning and I've got a part of my back that hurts that I didn't even know existed. It's no different for businesses. New things hurt, new challenges develop. And oftentimes, especially for these founder-led companies, maybe their management teams really grew through the business and with the business over time. There's a lot of instances where they just don't know what they don't know in encountering those new challenges. In times like this especially have exposed a lot of those maybe little cracks that have become bigger cracks or weaknesses that businesses didn't even know they had that maybe never affected them possibly throughout their entire history. We've got a number of clients, for example, that have been very profitable. Actually, 2020 was teed up to be a record year, and they've never had to manage cash flow the way they are now, never had to manage expenses the way that they are now. So being aware of those things, and obviously, you know, disruption brings a lot of that to light, but I'd say those are really a lot of the common themes that we see.
And certainly most helpful to hear those common themes for sure. Today we're joined by Mr. Ryan Weissmuller. He is the founder of Fintrepid Solutions that supports entrepreneurial businesses navigate new challenges as they evolve over time. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how does Fintrepid Solutions get in on the ground and support its clients?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would say, Eric, and really solutions is in the name, and that is really our focus is solutions. We are very focused on creating value for our clients, and really at the core of what we do is come in and help them fill gaps and support them so that they can continue to grow. And again, I'll go back to another medical analogy that really I think speaks to our process. You have some elbow pain. It may be that there's nerve damage. It could be a tendon. It could be that you just bumped your elbow in your sleep and without even knowing, and that's why it hurts. Again, business is no different. So there may be pain felt in one area. It could even be mild pain, but it could be an indicator of something much different beneath the surface. So really what we've tried to do and what we've found that's worked so well in this time with all these different clients since we started is getting to the root of the problem of what is affecting the business and make sure that we're being thorough in our diagnosis. And then we work with our clients to fix those problems so that they can focus on their highest and best use. And really one of our, I think part of our secret sauce is just our customized approach. Every client situation is unique and we treat it that way. There's no one size fits all. So we you know, the culture is different. The leadership is different. Where they are, where they want to be, all those things are unique to each client. So what we've done is developed a process over this time that's served us and our clients very well, where we're able to very, very quickly get deep into the numbers, understanding what's really moving the business financially, understand the people, understand the processes, and then, you know, complete that diagnosis, sit back down with our clients, talk through our findings, prioritize. There's usually some low-hanging fruit and things that, again, leveraging our experience, we can tackle very quickly, but then work with them to prioritize a longer-term plan. And the most important piece, too, we're not just there to diagnose. We're there to be shoulder-to-shoulder with them and help them solve those problems, execute, again, so they can focus on that highest and best use and we're fully planning on being there with them so that their companies can achieve new heights even during this crazy time.
I bet your clients can vouch that they're most thankful that you're in the space and there to help in these great times of need, and really appreciate what you're doing in the space as well. Now, you created the 7 skills your business must have. What are some of the real critical foundational pieces that companies need to have in place, especially right now?
I think foundation, Eric, is really the key word. And the foundation for all of it, in our opinion, is reliable data. And by reliable, that means timely, that means accurate. That's really the linchpin that holds everything together, because that's what allows you to plan. That's what allows you to understand what's really going on in the business, to analyze, to dive deeper. And I'll take it even one step further in our approach around that. And I think something that's very important for businesses to bear in mind, because we've seen both edges of the sword in this, one of our core values is the concept of good enough. And small and mid-sized businesses can't afford perfect. It's not worth the time to get to perfect. So really the focus is what's that right amount? What's that sweet spot where you can get that information good enough so that it allows decision making, it allows confidence, but still can be done in a timely and effective manner. And with that data as the foundation, then looking at and really understanding the key drivers in the business, what really moves the needle for the business. That is such an essential understanding, especially now, because in times of disruption, you really have to focus on those things that are uber critical. Businesses may have been cutting costs, for example, in areas that aren't going to move the needle enough if they don't really understand the key drivers of the business. And then the piece is a follow-on to that, and it really is sequential, is planning. And planning, no question, is essential, but without that foundational piece, you can't plan, you can't analyze, you can't study deeper. And give you a great example of this, we've got a client that we've been working on a project with them for the last 45 days or so, really understanding what moves their business through this entire process. And we've really studied in looking at revenue and margins and realized collectively that as long as we can hold margin by looking at all the different scenarios we did, they could afford to see a revenue drop off and still be okay. So their focus was, we're drawing the line at margin. We're not just going to try to get revenue at all costs, knowing that that can be challenging right now. And that's going to position them for success as a baseline going forward. So focusing on those things, I think, is really, really the key.
Mr. Weissmuller, really appreciate your time and joining us here today. Quite informative and really has been useful, this information. I'm sure the listeners agree with me as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
I think the first thing I would start with, Eric, is what to the business owner, what got you here? A lot of companies right now are having to flex some entrepreneurial muscle that they may not have flexed since very early on in the business forming. And in using that flexing, knowing where you are, these business owners all have great feel for their business. Where are they and what are the options going forward? Because that's going to help you determine where to go next. And really understanding, you may have to throttle back right now. Certainly with what we're seeing, you know, is the economy opening? Is it closing? It's very fluid. So you might have to throttle back. You might have to take a bit of an intentional pause. You might be in a position where you can really throttle it forward. But having that visibility, having that confidence in planning and knowing your options and trying to get out ahead of that. Because the key, there are plenty of opportunities to thrive right now. And the best advice we can give is be in a position to strike and take advantage of that. Because if you don't, the competition's going to, and you might be left behind.
Definitely some bonus and sound advice. In conclusion, really appreciate that. If listeners wanted to tap into Fintrepid Solutions or to be in touch, where's the best place to get further information online?
Sure. Our website has a lot of great information, fintrepidsolutions.com. We host a couple webinars a month. We've got blogs that we're constantly putting out there, pretty active, and certainly doing what we can to get information out to help any business owners right now.
And definitely some great resources to tap into as well. Again, Mr. Weissmuller, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Take care.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Ryan Weissmuller, the founder of Fintrepid Solutions, that supports entrepreneurial businesses navigate new challenges as they evolve over time. And for further details, simply visit fintrepidsolutions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.